If you haven't had a chance to read through the book of Maccabees, either one or two, it's certainly an adventure. It's one of my favorite books of the Bible, filled with some good storytelling, some action and drama, and as is the case with all of the Old Testament, it's so interesting to see how God was preparing his people for the coming of Christ, even from the earliest of times. So in today's first reading, we hear about the martyrdom of the seven brothers and their mother. They were ready to die rather than to transgress the laws of God. Now, this is a powerful story about faithfulness, a radical trust in God's will, even in the face of death. This radical trust and faithfulness is a story that is fulfilled in Christ's own sacrifice and retold in many ways throughout the centuries by Christian martyrs. It is said the soil in which the church grows is watered by the blood of the martyrs. For example, Ignatius of Antioch, less than 100 years after Christ's death, on his way to martyrdom, says, "If we were not in readiness to die into his suffering, his life is not in us." St. Joan of Arc says before her execution, "I place my trust in God, my Creator, in all things. I love him with all my heart." St. Thomas More, before he was executed, said, "Nothing can happen to me that God does not want, and all that he wants, no matter how bad it may appear to us, is really for the best." Now, I wish that in our time we could say that there are no more martyrs, no more Christians dying for their faith, but that's just not true. In many parts of the world, the Christians are martyred and suffer for their faith. Even in our own diocese, we can recall Blessed Brother James Miller, who was murdered for his faith in South America just this last century. Being a martyr, however, means a lot more than just getting murdered. The word martyr literally means witness. These people were witnesses to their great faith in God's promises, radical faith that endures every bodily harm. And just like the seven brothers and their mother in Maccabees, they gave the ultimate witness to their faith in giving their lives. Now, we're very blessed to live here in America and live in relative security. We can live our faith openly. And even I can go out in my collar and all I really have to endure are maybe a few stares, certainly not martyrdom. Nevertheless, we are all still called to holiness, and we are called to give a great witness to the faith. You could say, in a certain way, we are all called to be martyrs. Now, that doesn't mean that each of us is called to literally shed our blood for our faith, but the church has traditionally understood that there are three types of martyrdom: red, green, and white. Red martyrdom is, of course, the one that we're most familiar with, people who have died for their faith. Green martyrdom describes those who are called to extreme solitude, fasting, and penance. For example, perhaps we can think of some religious orders with strict observances who sacrifice comfort in this life for the good of God's kingdom and as a witness to their faith. Finally, white martyrdom, which is a living one's faith boldly in the world, even if never dying for it. Though we may not all be called to a red or green martyrdom, we are all indeed called to be white martyrs. That is, to live our faith boldly in season and out of season, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. Well, I suppose that's easy to say, but how does this look in our day-to-day lives? In a certain way, we will give witness to the same things to which those red and green martyrs give witness to. Principally, that holiness is found in being a disciple of Christ, with heroic faith and trust in all that Christ did and taught. As a disciple of Christ, faithfulness to Christ's teaching is perhaps something that is more easily said than done, though. This is something that involves our whole person and our whole life. It's something that is spiritual, practical, and intellectual. St. Paul says in our second reading, "Brothers and sisters, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through his grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word." Our martyrdom, our white martyrdom, begins at baptism, when we begin to die to the things of this world and to be resurrected in Christ. We enter into a relationship with God, and faithfulness to this relationship requires a lot of sacrifice. You could say it requires a form of martyrdom. We sacrifice our time and energy in worship of God, our Creator, and as He taught us through Scripture and tradition of the Church, we celebrate Him in specific ways in the sacraments, especially here at Mass. That grace, as St. Paul notes, encourages and strengthens our hearts to speak and to act as children of God in the world, following the commandments and the Beatitudes with our whole heart. Further, our Lord in our Gospel today rebukes the Sadducees, who deny the resurrection, and that's why they're sad, you see. Faithfulness to Christ's teaching begins with our spiritual lives, and it's demonstrated in our speech and actions, but it also transforms our minds, our intellect, the very things that we believe in. We are called, of course, to believe in all that the Church teaches, which can be very difficult in a culture that's so vehemently against God. Here, I like to make the distinction between difficulties and doubts. Difficulties are simply the challenges that we have in understanding a particular aspect of the faith. For example, when we face questions about a certain Catholic teaching, we might wonder, is this right or could this be true? Well, in spite of all this, we still trust in Jesus and the Church more than ourselves and accept the teaching and try to continue to seek understanding. Doubts, on the other hand, are a lack of trust in Jesus and His Church. When someone doubts, they withhold or refuse to believe, similar to the Sadducees, who rejected Jesus' teaching on the resurrection. And so as we come before our Lord today, we recognize that our white martyrdom calls us to sacrifice, both in our spiritual lives, our intellectual life, and even in our practical lives. And sacrifices can often can be very difficult and sometimes irksome. However, united to God's grace, these sacrifices can become something that is good. And united to God's love, they can be something that gives us perfect joy, just as it gave those red martyrs all those years ago and even today. That perfect joy in knowing that there is a life beyond this world, a life to come, a life of the resurrection, and God willing, with a life lived well here, eternal life in heaven.